You found the best place for quality internet talk around the clock and around the world.
Talent, intelligence, boldness.
TalkZone.com.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. It's time for some information and inspiration.
It's time to talk about health and nutrition.
Nutrition for your body.
Nutrition for your body.
For your mind.
For your mind. For your spirit.
For your spirit.
It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Let's Talk Nutrition.
Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well.
Supplementation for when you don't.
Let's Talk Nutrition.
Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life, for less.
And now,
here's your host, Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you. And we're still, it's early in the week, but I'm with you Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern here on AM 1250 Winds, WHNZ, and online at letstalknutrition.com. I thought I would open the show today talking about a concept that we all are familiar with. And that is the concept of making choices. And you often hear me say on the air that choices have consequences. Our actions have consequences, but you know, we choose to act in certain ways. We choose sometimes not to act. We make all kinds of choices throughout the day, throughout our lives. Sometimes the choices are good ones. Sometimes they're bad ones. Nevertheless, choices do have consequences. And sometimes we make a choice and we don't think about that at the moment. But nevertheless, the concept of choices is very interesting because it gets tied into the whole notion of free will, personal responsibility, and so on and so on. You know, heaven and hell, you know, within the context of religion, philosophy, politics. Think about it, raising children, family life and raising children and our relationships. Choices is a frontline concept. Absolutely no doubt about that. So I was going through this morning, going through my sources to look for stories and studies to talk about with you as I do every morning so I can to open the show. And I came across this study it's a new study in psychological science. Psychological Science is a journal of the American Psychological, the Association for Psychological Science. And, I guess I would entitle, the headline here would be The Dark Side of Making Choices. You see, the only dark side would be a bad choice, right? Well, this puts a whole new spin on the idea of making choices. We tend to assume, and I think most people do, I mean, it's reasonable, that what people do and what happens to them is for the most part within their span of influence. I don't even like to use the word control, but maybe for this, the sake of this monologue, I will. It's under their control. And whatever people do and whatever happens to them is a consequence of the kinds of choices that they make. And this is where personal responsibility gets woven into the dialogue. And this whole idea of personal responsibility is a very popular one these days. people need to assume personal responsibility for their health. I can tell you within the legal realm, you know, I've done work as a trial and jury consultant for many years, and the whole issue of personal responsibility has made plaintiffs' cases far more difficult in terms of winning, because juries think that they're, you know, people just need to take more personal responsibility, and they get a little upset and impatient with some of these lawsuits. And I can tell you, more oftentimes personal responsibility comes up, and the jury will not find for the plaintiff because they thought that the plaintiff didn't take enough personal responsibility. So it's a very, the current theme has a lot of popularity in day-to-day life. So here's the study now. The Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern and another researcher at Stanford University. And I think it's Dr. Savani. And they were looking at how choices affect people's feelings relative to public policies. I'm not making this up now. So they ran a couple of experiments. In this one experiment, they had the subjects in the experiment watch a video. And they were watching a person in the video doing daily mundane routines, activities, in some apartment. And people, the subjects in the study were asked to push the space bar, I guess on a computer or something, every time the person in the video made a choice, or he or she made a choice about what was going on in that video. Others were told to do so every time he touched an object for the first time. Well, I misspoke. They needed to, press the space bar when they thought that the person in the video was making a choice. And then, other people were told to do that very same thing when they thought that the person touched an object for the first time. And then they were asked questions on social issues. You say, my God, those are not even connected. What would watching a video and then making judgments about whether the person was making choices or not have anything to do with then questions about social issues? Well, here's what they found. They discovered that people who were in the study, just their thinking about choice made them less likely to support policies that they said promoted greater equality and benefits for society, such as affirmative action, a tax on fuel-efficient, inefficient cars, banning violent video games. Then they did another experiment, and they found that when people think about choice, they are more likely to do what? Blame others for bringing about the bad events that happened to them, like maybe losing their job or having a heart attack. Now, you would wonder, why would that be? Because remember I just said a moment ago, what do we assume about people making choices? That when they make a choice, and whatever happens to them and whatever choices they make is under their control. It's a consequence of their choices. What happens to people is a consequence of their choices, and it's their personal responsibility to make choices. So in this study, they found that just when people even thought about the concept of choice, it made them more inclined to be less empathetic, because it gets them, got them into, I'm assuming this is the mechanism of psychological action here, that just thinking about choices puts people in a modality of believing that, you know what, personal responsibility, that person should have taken more personal responsibility, they made the choice. Assuming that a choice is always under your control. They mention that they use the example of Hurricane Katrina. that some people chose to stay. And many people thought, well, they chose to stay because that was a conscious choice, that was their choice. But in the study, they posed the question, did some of those people really have a choice? So this is sort of the dark side, I guess, of making choices, in that it tends to, when you get into that, for lack of a better way to say it, modality of thinking about choices, choice making, and if you have to make a lot of choices every day in your life, you know, important choices, you know, you could be a teacher, a boss, whatever, and you're having to make choices and you're having it all day long. You got a lot of personal responsibility. That might tend to make you less patient with other people when bad things happen to them. Say, well, you know what? They had the personal responsibility. They should have made a better choice. Interesting. Has implications for how we think about health, too. I'll be back with Jay Levy from Wakanaga of America.
For nearly 15 years, Nordic Naturals has been setting the standard of high-quality fish oil, offering exceptional taste, industry-leading purity, and unsurpassed freshness. But did you know that all fish oils are not created equal? Lower-quality fish oil can contain environmental toxins, such as mercury, have a fishy taste or smell due to rancidity, or be harvested unsustainably. Nordic Naturals is a brand you can always rely on, just as medical doctors and researchers have for years. All Nordic Natural fish oils are third-party tested to exceed all international standards for purity and freshness, and are in the natural triglyceride form to ensure optimal absorption and thus better results. Nordic Natural's fish oils also offer the reassurance that our fish are always sourced sustainably, according to Norwegian fishing policies, which are the most stringent in the world. Taste for yourself why Nordic Naturals is the leading omega-3 fish oil brand in the U.S. Visit NordicNaturals.com today. Nordic Naturals, committed to a healthy planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Send your kids back to school with the Nutritional Edge, top-selling, great-tasting Rainbow Light gummies. Sugar-free Fiber Garden gummies provide 3 grams of fiber plus fruits and veggies, rounding out even finicky eaters' diets. Gummy Omegalicious Omega-3 formula supports healthy brain function with no fishy aftertaste, just sweet, tangy raspberry goodness. Gluten-free Rainbow Light gummies come in single-serve packets, ideal for lunchboxes. Nutrition that makes the grade from Rainbow Light.
You're listening to the sound of a beautiful butterfly flapping its wings in slow motion. At Sprunk Jensen, we'd ask you to remember this butterfly when you visit your favorite natural food store. Why? Find our butterfly, and you've found our scientifically crafted all-natural herbal remedies. You see, we've rediscovered the ancient Greek-Arabic herbal formulas proven effective over thousands of years. Each of our time-tested and science-based formulas address a specific health issue. Red dry skin, weight loss, cholesterol and glucose levels, even libido and sexual performance. And thanks to our eye-catching butterfly, Sprunk Jensen products are easy to find. Sprunk Jensen, a collection of clinically tested herbal formulas and topical creams dedicated to your well-being. Look for the box with a butterfly.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Strauss Herb Company. Everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic. Aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Twin Lab, answers for life. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back to Let's Talk Nutrition. I opened the show talking about this study in psychological science. It's an upcoming issue. And they were looking at the concept of making choices and how does even people thinking about making choices and the choice-making process, what kind of an effect does that have on people and their views about public policy issues and their patience and ability to be more empathetic with others and with certain issues, like, you know, health care and so on. My guest today is Jay Levy. I'm going to bring him into this conversation. Jay is with Wakanaga of America. He always has interesting things to say when I talk about these kinds of strange studies. I made a choice that you were going to be on the show today. I don't know. Was that a good choice or not?
I would say definitely not a good choice, but it's not the first time you've made a bad choice, for sure. You did get up this morning, right?
I did. This is crazy.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, Doc. Thank you. How are you? Doing well, thank you.
Check this out. So this group of researchers thought, okay, this is in America. Let's go to another country and try this experiment there. So they went to India, and they wondered if you had people thinking about choices, if this would affect their ability to be empathetic. So they went to India and they did this experiment. And after they made these people choose among consumer objects, simple things like pens, chocolate bars, stuff like that. And they had both American students and Indian students in the study, right? And then they were shown a photograph of a poor child and given a description of that child's life. Now, first part of the experiment, they had to make all kinds of decisions just about mundane objects, like pens, chocolate bars, whatever else they had. That's it. Then they were shown a photograph of this poor kid and then given a description of the child's life. Then they were asked, thinking about choice, they had them think about choices, and what they found was it made Americans less empathetic. In other words, when they looked at the child, they had less empathy. They were not empathetic for this poor kid. On the other hand, the Indians had no effect on the students from India. Isn't that crazy? Now, I don't get that. In other words, it did not make them less empathetic. Just the whole process of making choices in this case, that now they were making choices themselves. They got into that kind of modality and then shown the photograph of the poor kid, told the life story, and then they asked them some questions, and they found out that the American students were less empathetic than the students from India. What's going on with that?
Well, you know, I mean, possibly, and this is just my estimation, doesn't make it so, but, you know, the students from India, they are, you know, probably see poor people, and it's just part of their everyday culture, exactly. Whereas with Americans, I mean, you can live in a place where you don't ever see anybody that's homeless, or you don't ever. Now, you would think that would have the opposite effect, that it would make you more empathetic, because, you know, you're not doing without, so maybe they should. But I think that could be it. I didn't explain that very well.
Well, I know where you're headed with that. I know where you're headed with that, but the series of experiments and making choice, the reason why I bring this up is because we have this raging, out of control, and I'm telling you, I'm not kidding, epidemic of overweight and obesity in this country. And we're going to have to make some very serious choices about what we're going to do about it. Because I'll share with you and the listener in a moment some predicted prevalence statistics for overweight and obesity that are apt to say they're stunning is an understatement. And I can tell you, I've had people come up to me and talk to me and say, I hear you, you know, Doc, I hear you talking about people being overweight and obese. You know what? That's their fault. They made the choice to be like that. In other words, they'll make the free will argument. They're not, you know, they have a free will. They should, you know, they just don't have any, and they don't have any willpower. The other part of that is the willpower argument. They lack willpower, and you know what? They deserve to be that way. They made the choice to be that way. That is, you think that's not an uncommon way of thinking about that problem in this country. And that presents a problem, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Why do we get like that? I mean, here, you know, you got these students American students in India, students from India, they're shown this very poor child, told the life story of the child. Right prior to that, both groups of students had to make choices about mundane things, got into a choice-making kind of routine. Something about making choices that brings out maybe the worst in people.
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, Doc, you know, in this Western society, we're so caught up in work and money and keeping up with the Joneses, and, you know, I think maybe that has something to do with it also.
Yeah.
You know,
There's such a thing, and lawyers often refer to this, what's called a Hobson's choice. You know what a Hobson's choice is? That's when you have a free choice, but there's only one option. The only choice is either to take it or leave it. That's a Hobson's choice. Sometimes people, I can tell you there's some research, Jay, looking at overweight and obesity and the environments in which people live. And in some of these environments, in their neighborhoods, they are characterized as food deserts. This is in America, Detroit, Chicago, New York, major metropolitan cities where there are food deserts. You familiar with this concept?
Sure.
A food desert, and for the listener, if you don't know, is a place where there are no grocery stores. No grocery stores. And the people in those neighborhoods have a Hobson's choice in terms of food. It's either eat at the fast food place or don't eat. That's a Hobson's choice. And what happens when you eat a steady diet of fast food? You get fatter, you get overweight or obese. So I don't know. I mean, I brought this up. I mean, I thought it was a strange study. It piqued my curiosity. Then I started to think about it more. I said, well, what about public policy relative to health in this country? Insurance and so on. Do we go too far and say that all choices are under people's control? Do you believe that or no? What are your thoughts?
Well, obviously, with the environment with the people live in, sometimes, or how about let's talk about children? Do they have the same choices? You know, obviously not. Sometimes they have to eat what's served to them or what they have. So, to answer the question, I think an adult has more choices. Do we have choices? Wow, Doc. I would have to say yes.
Do we always have control over the choices that we make? That's probably a better question. Maybe that's what I was trying to ask you.
And yeah, are
choices always a matter of are they always within our span of influence, or are we sometimes left with a set of choices that all of them suck?
I would say we're definitely left with sometimes poor choices. Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know. That is the strangest piece of research. Just making choices made people less inclined to have empathy for others. Because, you know what? You have personal responsibility. If you're overweight or obese, that's your fault. Oof. Be right back with Jay Levy. Going to tie this in with today's topic as well. Don't go away.
My name's Henry Small, and I'm a 62-year-old musician, producer, and radio personality. I've been using Strauss Herb Company products for over 15 years, and they've worked for me.
The Strauss family has had over 8 generations of herbalists developing their formulas in an effort to improve people's lives. Strauss products have made such a difference in my life. Let them make a difference in yours.
Be inspired by Strauss Natural Healthcare Products. New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. They are made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients. Vitamin Code Multivitamins are uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, binder and filler free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. Containing live enzymes and probiotics and 100% active ingredients. Vitamin Code helps you get the most from your multivitamin. Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code.
Are you suffering from those awful allergies? Hay fever, sneezing, watery eyes. Here's some advice you won't want to miss.
I'm a doctor, and my patients used to dread allergy season. But then I discovered A. Vogel Allergy Relief, a unique combination of natural ingredients that usually addresses every one of my patients' symptoms. And while it's clear that the vast majority of my patients benefit significantly from A. Vogel Allergy Relief, what's even more amazing is that after using it, at least half of my patients' symptoms didn't return. As a doctor, that's the kind of outcome my patients and I can appreciate.
Get doctor-recommended A. Vogel Allergy Relief for your allergy symptoms. It's proven safe, it doesn't make you drowsy, it's fast-acting, and it may even help prevent your allergies from returning. Available at Vitamin Discount Centers, Richards, Rollin' Oats, Vitamin Shop, Nutrition Smart, and other fine health food stores.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by A. Vogel, pioneer in natural health since 1923. Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Sprunk Jansen, putting herbal remedies back on the map. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back. We're at the halfway point of the first hour here on Let's Talk Nutrition for today with my guest, Jay Levy, from Wakanaga of America. I've been talking about the concept of making choices and how this one piece of research, it seems that people thinking about, just even thinking about choices, never mind actually making them, tends to make people less empathetic, less inclined to have, you know, empathy for others, and less inclined to be patient with certain public policies that would help others. Crazy. So taking that forward, how would that get implicated in having to make choices about what we're going to do with this overweight and obesity epidemic in America, which is pretty bad at the moment, Jay? I'm sure that your company the scientists at work at Wakanaga of America are not oblivious to this issue.
Oh, absolutely not, Doc. You know, if there is a bright spot here when it comes to metabolic syndrome or Syndrome X, or you know what we're discussing is, you know, we've talked about many times that, you know, Kyolic Age Garlic Extract has over 650 peer-reviewed published papers, and the majority of them are definitely cardiovascular. And the beauty of that is the cardiovascular research is absolutely multifactorial, you know, meaning from cholesterol improvement to high blood pressure improvement to insulin resistance improvement, and all those things are symptoms of metabolic syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Well, as it turns out, overweight and obesity affect cardiovascular health in a variety of ways, Jay. The morbidity and mortality associated with cardiovascular diseases and disorders caused by overweight and obesity is well established and significant. The occurrence of certain cardiovascular problems like coronary heart disease, heart attack, congestive heart failure, angina, abnormal heart rhythms, all of those kinds of problems are increased in overweight or obese individuals with a body mass index greater than 25. It's interesting that you mention that, and within the context of the overweight and obesity epidemic, that's one of the health risks. There are cardiovascular diseases and disorders. I mean, it's no joke. Typically, we don't talk about cardiovascular health I don't think all the times that you and I've done these, had these conversations on air, we've ever put it in that kind of context. I don't think. I don't recall doing that. Do you?
Not exactly.
No, I this is, you know, like coronary heart disease, congestive heart failure, hypertension, dyslipidemia, you know, where you got this imbalance of blood lipids. Those are all cardiovascular related issues profoundly affected by overweight and obesity. Question becomes, you know, you mentioned chiolic aged garlic extract. I don't know. Do we say, you know, if you're overweight and obese that, and I don't think I've ever said this, if you're overweight or obese, maybe a good choice, speaking of choices, would be to take a substantial amount of aged garlic extract because you're a candidate for the things that I just mentioned based on the literature.
Oh, I would absolutely say it's a good idea, among many other things that you probably ought to incorporate into your life.
Mm-hmm. Just take coronary heart disease here. I can tell you it's very established in the literature that overweight and obesity and abdominal fat are correlated to coronary heart disease by way of such cardiovascular risk factors as total cholesterol, high levels of low-density lipoprotein, you know, the LDL cholesterol, and low levels of the good cholesterol, the HDL, high triglycerides, high fibrinogen and insulin levels, and hypertension. There's absolutely no doubt. I mean, it's crystal clear when you look at the science that coronary heart disease is connected to overweight and obesity.
Yeah, now here's a perfect example, Doc, where you've heard me say many times on the show, and I've heard you say it, you know, that cholesterol's not really an issue, it's oxidized cholesterol. However, when we're talking about somebody that's obese, it's a little bit different scenario than somebody that is relatively healthy that just has a high cholesterol level.
Why do you say that?
Well, because you with syndrome X, you've already got so many other things going on that, you know, the chances that high cholesterol is and the cholesterol in your body is going to turn into oxidized cholesterol, I would say that the chances are a little greater.
Your point's well taken. And what Jay's referring to is metabolic syndrome, sometimes called syndrome X, sometimes called insulin resistance syndrome. And people who are obese certainly suffer from metabolic syndrome. Do you recall off the top of your head the symptoms or the elements or the factors that constitute syndrome X? I know obesity is one of them, where in particular the visceral fat, the fat around the waist where you end up looking like an apple, that's one of the factors. Another is elevated blood pressure. Another is elevated, you just mentioned, triglycerides, low HDL, high LDL, resistance to insulin. Those are the symptoms of metabolic syndrome. So you're saying when you put those in combination, somebody who's obese, that the cholesterol is even more of an issue then?
I would say.
That's a good point.
But once again, I think, you know, I mean, if you have all those problems, you probably got other things going on too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking about this. You and I have not talked about, we've talked about overweight and obesity in America. We certainly have done that, but I don't think we've ever talked about the application of chiolic aged garlic extract as part of some sort of nutritional, for lack of a better term, therapy or a nutritional approach to help people who are overweight and obese with their cardiovascular health. We have not done that.
No, I don't think we have. And once again, Doc, I don't know why, because it seems obvious that these people with you know, all of these symptoms could really benefit from a nutrient like aged garlic extract.
And as well as fish oil, right?
Fish oil, absolutely. Absolutely.
congestive heart failure, this is another issue. When we come back, we'll talk about hypertension, congestive heart failure. We'll talk about dyslipidemia, total cholesterol, and I'll share with you and Jay Levy the findings, the research that connects overweight and obesity to these risk factors, cardiovascular risk factors for coronary heart disease. Serious business. And people think, oh, being overweight, obese, yeah, just an aesthetic problem. It is not. It's a serious health problem. Be back with Jay Levy and talk about how chiolic aged garlic extract might be an important dietary supplement for those who are overweight and obese to take to protect their cardiovascular health. Be right back.
You're listening to the sound of a beautiful butterfly flapping its wings in slow motion. At Sprunk Jensen, we'd ask you to remember this butterfly when you visit your favorite natural food store. Why? Find our butterfly and you've found our scientifically crafted all-natural herbal remedies. You see, we've rediscovered the ancient Greek-Arabic herbal formulas proven effective over thousands of years. Each of our time-tested and science-based formulas address a specific health issue. Red dry skin, weight loss, cholesterol and glucose levels, even libido and sexual performance. And thanks to our eye-catching butterfly, Sprunk Jensen products are easy to find. Sprunk Jensen, a collection of clinically tested herbal formulas and topical creams dedicated to your well-being. Look for the box with a butterfly.
From everyday challenges to life's toughest obstacles, TwinLab has the answers for life.
Honey, I was surprised when my doctor told me that heart disease is the number one killer for both men and women.
Unfortunately, he's right. That's why it's more important than ever to take care of your heart.
TwinLab knows you only get one heart in this life, and you should take good care of it. For improved cardiovascular protection, choose TwinLab's innovative TwinSorb CoQ10, clinically proven to be more absorbable than most other CoQ10 products. Only TwinLab makes you feel this good. High blood pressure affects over 50 million people. TwinLab gets to the heart of the matter.
How's my blood pressure, Doc?
Don't worry. Good news. You're well within the healthy guidelines.
TwinLab's blood pressure control is specially formulated with clinically proven all-natural C12 peptide to help maintain already healthy blood pressure levels. Now and for the past 35 years, only TwinLab makes you feel this good.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Life is complicated. Now there is a way to help your brain figure it out. Natural Brain Enhancers from Doctors Best. Natural Brain Enhancers is a combination of two nutrients which occur naturally in the brain and support virtually all the brain's functions. GPC, or glycerol phosphocholine, and PS, phosphatidylserine, are vital phospholipids known for their benefits and safety of use for many years. GPC has been shown to support attention, memory, and other higher brain functions. PS is best known for its support of mood, memory, and stress management. Natural Brain Enhancers is a potent combination of GPC and PS, formulated to help your brain attain optimal adaptability to life's challenges. The name says it all. Natural Brain Enhancers, from Doctors Best, because you deserve it.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctors Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, The Benefit of Nature's Wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, The Digestive Care Company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back. Great to be with you if you just tuned in. Appreciate you stopping by. And if you have a thought or some feelings about what we're talking about, please give a call. 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK, and then toll free, 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. I'm always interested in knowing what your thoughts and feelings are, experiences maybe, relative to the particular topic that's on the menu for the day. The menu du jour, right? The topic du jour, I should say. Right now, Jay, in this country, we have 68% of the population of adults who are 20 years of age and older as either overweight or obese, and 33.8% of those are obese. Some researchers at Harvard University, I don't know if you're familiar with this study, they projected recently that by the year 2050, the prevalence of obesity among adults in the United States will increase to 42%. What do you think about that?
Gosh, wouldn't you think something would be done about it before then?
We were saying this 30 years ago. This problem has been in the hopper, popping around for a long, long time. You would think, right? I mean, the burden on the healthcare system if nothing else, it will bankrupt the healthcare system.
Yeah.
So you think that's pretty bad, huh? 42%. That's pretty.
I would say.
Okay. Then hold on. Buckle up. There's some researchers at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. They did a study. This brain trust from this outfit. This is a smart bunch, let me tell you. They paint a picture of the prevalence of obesity, leaving one to question, and I think as it did with them, whether all Americans will eventually become overweight or obese. I'm not kidding. They project, the projection models that they used show, honestly, I'm not making this up, that by the year 2030, approximately 90%, precisely 86.3, they just rounded it up to 90, of all American adults would become obese, overweight or obese, and 51.1% of the population would be obese. You thought 42% was bad. They're projecting 90% by 2030. Their projection models are worse.
And Doc, I mean, you think that is because of packaged processed food, sugar, corn syrup, those kind of things, or do you think it's a combination of that with lack of exercise? Why are we here?
Okay, that is the $64,000 question, and I'm writing about it. And I tell you, I struggle mightily to try to sort through. If it were just people not exercising and eating improperly, we could solve this. I'm telling you, it's more complicated than that. I was just having this conversation yesterday morning. It is so complicated because there are other variables that are operating. Just what I told you a moment ago about the food deserts, there's a sizable portion of the lower socioeconomic status people in this country living in food deserts, in neighborhoods where there are no grocery stores. If you said that to somebody, they'd say, you're crazy. You're making that up. I am not making it up. These people have a Hobson's choice about food. They either eat at the fast food restaurant or they don't eat at all. It's take it or leave it. It's take out or leave it. How about that? That's one issue. That's environment. That's a variable. In other words, the environment in which people live. Now, there are people that live in other environments. There are grocery stores, but they're even more populated with fast food restaurants and packaged foods, processed foods, and so on, part of the problem. So the environment in which you live, then there are cultural norms that are operating here. Then you have the sociological aspect, the groups that people belong to that are, they're being influenced by these poor lifestyle choices. It goes on. I could go on and I could go on for days about this. It's such a mess, a train wreck. It is 50 train wrecks all at once. That's why it's almost like you don't know what to do. The government is perplexed. If you go, Jay, you go on the government websites and they have some great writers. And I'm telling you, some of these bureaucrats are phenomenal. They're great scientists and they have great ideas, but nothing's happened. It's like this big truck stuck in the mud. Can't get out. I don't know what the answer is. The more I dig into it, the more frustrated I become. And I don't know. I just tried to do this simple little show, but you asked the most important question to ask. What do we do about it? I don't know. I'm not sure. Some people say, well, you know what? It's their fault. The people who are overweight and obese, let them figure it out.
Yeah, but the problem with that is, of course, you know, like you said, it's going to bankrupt the healthcare system. It's going to do a lot of other things that are going to have an impact on everybody, of course. Not meaning to sound selfish. That was not what I meant by that. But there are other, implications of not doing anything about it and letting them take care of it. So, obviously, you know, they can't take care of it.
I know. And you say, well, education's certainly important. And, you know, they go into the schools and they say, we're going to take out all the soda pop machines. And then you walk down the hall to the cafeteria, you wouldn't slop hogs with some of that food.
Yeah, I think I just saw an article, Doc, and you might know something about it, that was talking about possibly taxing obesity.
That's sort of like, didn't we try to me, that's sort of like prohibition. You're trying to outlaw alcohol. Here you're trying to, it's another way of outlawing certain foods. You're going to tax people who are overweight or obese. Well, if these projections are right, nobody will vote for it because damn near everybody in the country will be overweight or obese. You gotta laugh. I've been working on this for months, and I tell you, I got some gray hairs from it. It's crazy.
That's scary, isn't it? It really is.
You have no idea. I when I first got into this, I knew it was bad, but then when I start looking at these projections, just to the economy and just to the healthcare system, what it's going to do, it's going to bankrupt us. If we could solve the overweight and obesity problem, we have no healthcare crisis. I'll be back with Jay Levy. Oh, my God. Your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you. I'll be right back.
My name's Henry Small, and I'm a 62-year-old musician, producer, and radio personality. I've been using Strauss Herb Company products for over 15 years, and they've worked for me.
The Strauss family has had over 8 generations of herbalists, developing their formulas in an effort to improve people's lives. Strauss products have made such a difference in my life. Let them make a difference in yours.
Be inspired by Strauss Natural Healthcare Products.
Are you suffering from those awful allergies? Hay fever, sneezing, watery eyes. Here's some advice you won't want to miss.
I'm a doctor, and my patients used to dread allergy season. But then I discovered A. Vogel Allergy Relief, a unique combination of natural ingredients that usually addresses every one of my patients' symptoms. And while it's clear that the vast majority of my patients benefit significantly from A. Vogel Allergy Relief, what's even more amazing is that after using it, at least half of my patients' symptoms didn't return. As a doctor, that's the kind of outcome my patients and I can appreciate.
Get doctor-recommended A. Vogel Allergy Relief for your allergy symptoms. It's proven safe, it doesn't make you drowsy, it's fast-acting, and it may even help prevent your allergies from returning. Available at Vitamin Discount Centers, Richards, Rollin' Oats, Vitamin Shop, Nutrition Smart, and other fine health food stores.